Solomon chapter 10. Nephi then begins to go home, and on the way he's mourning for the wickedness of the people. And the voice of the Lord comes to him and praises him for being unwavering in declaring the word that the Lord has given him to declare. And the Lord praises him again and says that he has not sought his own life, but he has only sought to do the will of the Lord. And that is so important, meaning that he didn't care about what was going on in his life. He was not determining what to do in his life. He wasn't worried about someone taking his life. It had to do with his whole life. His life was not his concern. His concern was to do the will of the Lord. And we then see in this next section that Nephi is given the greatest blessing of any prophet in the Book of Mormon. And we therefore have to then come back and focus on the reason that he was given the greatest blessing was because he sought the will of the Lord, not his own will. And that is the thing that man has the greatest problem in doing. He either wants to do it his own way, even when he thinks of the Lord, he says, well, I will do good things and then ask the Lord to support me. But they do not put their own life, their own desires to the side and seek the will of the Lord. And that is all that Nephi had done. And therefore, in verses 5 and 6, he is blessed with the mighty words come out of his mouth and having great power. And it says in 5 again, it says that all things shall be done unto thee according to thy word. And that's his blessing. And it says again, why? For thou shalt not ask that which is contrary to my will. Again, even if he's given power, he doesn't care to display power. He has a firm desire to do what the Lord wants. And he is given all of God's power over man and over the earth. And why? The key again was just like Christ, he sought the will of the Father. In this case, he sought to do the will of the Lord or of Jesus Christ. He focused on Jesus Christ. He did the will of Jesus Christ. And just like Christ was given all the power of the Father. And why? Because Christ made it clear that he was only doing the will of the Father. He was only carrying out the plan of salvation of the Father. And that's his only desire. And again, if you want to have all the power of the Father or of Christ, then you must seek his will. And that's what Nephi had been able to do, is purify himself in that. So therefore, the Lord tells him to go out and declare repentance unto this people, or they would be destroyed. And so instead of continuing on home, he immediately turns around, immediately to go out and do the will of Christ. Again, his desire is to do that. It's not that he's showing some great act here by going out, by not going home first to freshen up and everything. It's his desire. That's what his desire of his heart is, to immediately do the will of Christ. He wants to go out and do that. And he can't wait to go out and do the will of Christ, if you want to kind of put it that way. And so that is the most important thing to him in his life. That is his first priority. So he goes out. And he goes out to preach to the people to repent or receive destruction. Now it's very poignant. He doesn't have to scream it, though. He speaks by the Spirit and in calmness. And he just makes it very clear, though, and to the point. You now have pushed the Lord. You will now either repent or you will be destroyed. This is your last chance. They become angry with him, and they want to cast him into prison again. So obviously maybe they're going back saying, oh, yes, he was the evil man. I guess he had killed had been a conspirator or something. You know, they make up some charges now against him, and they try and say, put him into prison. See, they want to say they're using the law. All they're doing is following the law of the land. Again, we see how the devil distorts the law of the land so that he can use that to accomplish any of his evil designs. And that's what's, again, that's what's happened with our laws today. They're written so that then we can always find an excuse to put away or the servants of the Lord. And we will see that more in the last days, as we're seeing that we are moving into this stage here where we can start to expect to receive the same signs that Nephi gave the people, and we can expect to have Nephis come into the land, and that people will desire to put them away, and they will find some excuses that why they have been against their corrupt law. Well, he has been conveyed away in the spirit. Now, this is that's what it says in verse 16. Again, people want to say, "Oh, he's picked up, and it was a great spectacle." There was no spectacle. Again, the people had hardened themselves. What does that mean? They were hardened their hearts to the Spirit. So they didn't feel the Spirit. So what does this mean? It means that the Spirit surrounded him, and then he just leads the multitude, and it just escorts him out. But the people don't see the Spirit because they've already hardened their heart to it, and that's why I use the word Spirit. And so he goes from multitude to multitude, but when they try to take him or grasp him, then the Spirit just takes him away and just leads him out and surrounds him and protects him. But they don't see that. They just say, "Oh, he got away, and there was great confusion, and he left in the great confusion, and no one paid attention." That's what happened. Well, then it says in verse 18, the people began to fight amongst themselves. Why did they fight amongst themselves? Because he had told them of their iniquity and their sin and the things they've done. And so maybe they began to say, "Yes, these insurance companies, they're never going to give us anything back. It's obvious that they don't have anything. All they're doing is making a book entry for some money we have. And if the people of a future day do not receive that book entry, and then give us product for this book entry, or they won't, then it's kept in some bank, then it's valueless to us. And not only that, if we've got to renegotiate it that day for how much value this paper money or this accounting entry money is worth." And pretty soon they begin to see that they've been ripped off, and so they're not, that doesn't turn to the Lord, and they don't recognize their own iniquity in this. Instead, they become angry at others, and it has to do with whether the lawyers or the doctors, and they find out the doctors have been feeding them a bunch of drugs instead of giving them herbs, and then charging them a great fortune for that to puff themselves up, and they find out they've really been withholding the knowledge of herbs that would really do the same thing, and so they're angry at the doctors. You see, so we can go on and on with the things of our day, but they'll become greatly angry. And they just fight amongst each other. And we know that's coming. We know that this kind of a division and problems are coming. It's been prophesied over and over again. And here it is. This is telling us what is shortly to come in our land.